Before we begin, I just want to remind us all of two events that are coming up.
在我们开始之前，要先提醒大家两件事情。
So on the 16th of February,
二月十六号的时候
，That is our Chinese New Year special in church.
那是我们在教堂特别的农历新年庆祝。
And we just want to welcome all.Who are here to come and celebrate together with us?
要邀请大家来一起跟我们一起参加吧。
On the 23rd of February,
还有二月的二十三号。
This will be a morning event, a breakfast.
这是一个早晨的节目，是一个早餐。
It will be a breakfast organized for those who are reading my song in the night.
这是为那些在阅读夜间。诗歌的兄弟姐妹们的准备。
And it'll be a good time of just sharing with one another what we have learned.
我们来一起互相的分享吧。
And also a good time of fellowship.
还有一段美好的团契时光。
So after service, during the dinner,
崇拜过后，在用晚餐的时候
，some of the student pastors will be going around, and you can sign up with them.
有些学习牧师会在你周围，你可以向他们报名。
So before we begin, let us go to the Lord in prayer.
在我们开始之前，向上帝祷告吧。
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的上帝和父啊
，We give thanks for the time where we could worship you.
我们为这段能够崇拜您的时光而感谢您。
And Lord, we pray that even as we take time to read from your word this evening,
上帝，今天傍晚当我们花点时间阅读您的话语的时候
，That you would teach us wondrous truths.
求您教导我们。美好的真理吧。
Teach us how we can appreciate your greatness.
教导我们如何的来领悟您的伟大。
We ask that you be with us.
我们求你与我们同在吧。
And we pray all this in your son's most precious name.
我们将祷告奉你宝贵儿子的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the theme for January and February is focused on appreciating the greatness of God.
我们一月还有二月份的正道主题专注于上帝的本伟大。
And this evening, the text that we're going to read from is Psalm 99.
今天傍晚我们所要阅读的圣经取自于诗篇第九十九篇。
Psalm 99 is not written by David.
诗篇第九十九篇不是大卫所写的。
But quite likely, written by a priest.
不过很可能是一位祭司所写的。
And you know what is Psalm 99 all about?
到底诗篇九十九篇谈了些什么呢
？And the key to understanding Psalm 99 is this word called exalt.
我们要来明白这篇诗篇的有一个字眼，那就是颂扬。
We see this word in Psalm 99 verse 5.
我们在诗篇九十九篇第五节里。读到了
Exalt the Lord our God.
你们当尊崇上帝我们的神
And worship at his footstool.
在他的脚凳前下拜
He is holy.
他本为圣
We see this word again in verse 9.
我们在第九节里也看到这个字眼
Exalt the Lord our God.
你们要尊崇上帝我们的神
And worship at his holy hill.
在他的圣山下拜
For the Lord our God is holy.
因为上帝我们的神本为圣
And so the key to understanding Psalm 99
所以来明白诗篇九十九篇的重点是
Is that this psalm is a call from the psalmist
这篇诗篇呢是诗者呼召我们
A call from the psalmist to exalt God
这位诗者呼召我们来赞美上帝
And what is exalt?
到底尊崇是什么意思呢
To exalt is to give God the place and the honor he rightly deserves.
尊崇就是给上帝所配受得到的地位还有赞美的。
Now in Chinese, we have this saying.
我们华人有这样的说法。
The frog in the well.
井底蛙。
井底之蛙。
井底之蛙。
And you know, another word that we often go together with is to sit in a well and to look into the sky. 坐井观天。
对呀、
Sorry.
我们 有这个说法啦，坐井观天。
You know, there's a story behind this.
它背后有一个故事的。
And the story of a frog.
是这只青这个青蛙的故事。
So there was a frog that lived in an old well.
有这只青蛙，它活在一个古的井里。
And one day, a turtle came to the well.
有一天，这个乌龟就来了。
And the turtle came from the ocean to the well, and he was passing by.
乌龟它从大海来，它经过这口井。
And so the frog saw the turtle, and the frog said.
这个青蛙看到乌龟就这样的说了。
See this well that I live in.
你看我活在这里的这口井。
No, this well I can jump around wherever I want.
我在这口井里啊，可以随意的跳动。
You know, when I look up, I can see the sky through the opening of the well.
而且我往上面看的时候，通过井口看到天上。
How wonderful is this place that I live in?
我住在这里这个地方多么好。
And so the turtle replied the frog.
这个乌龟就这样的回答青蛙了。
Where I come from is more wonderful.
我从我那里来的地方更美好。
I come from the ocean.
我从大海来。
And you know the ocean is so wide that you cannot measure it.
这个大海多么的宽阔，你无法衡量的。
The ocean is so deep that you cannot measure it.
这个大海多么的深，无法斗量的。
Even if there's a flood for 8 years, the level of the ocean will not rise.
即使你淹水了八年啊，这个海水的水平也没有改变。
Even if there's a drought for 7 years,the level of the ocean will not fall.
即使旱灾七年，海上的水平也不改变。
Where I come from is truly wonderful.
我从我来的地方的确是美好的。
And the frog could not say anything in return.
青蛙无法回答。
And to exalt God is to give God the place and the honor that he deserves.
来尊崇上帝，就是给他所配得的地位还有荣耀。
Why is it important?
为什么这样做是重要的呢？
Because we often limit who God is.
因为我们时常局限上帝。
We become like the frog in the well.
我们就像在井里的这口青蛙。
We allow our feelings.
我们让我们自己的感受。
We allow our wrong ideas.
我们让我们错误的思想。
To affect our understanding and our appreciation of God.
影响了我们对上帝的理解。
And so in Psalm 99, the psalmist calls for us to understand and to appreciate God.In His full greatness,
诗篇九十九篇诗人就呼召我们来明白这位上帝。
To give Him the place that He deserves, which is the highest place,
给他配受的地位，就是最崇高的地位。
And so it is good for us to understand how the psalmist came to such an inspiration.
如果能够明白诗人的这个启发，多么好！
And the psalmist one, he appreciated who God is.
这位诗人他领悟到上帝是谁。
And we read in verse 1, the psalmist says, the Lord reigns.
第一节我们读到诗人这样的说，上帝作王。
Now, God is king over all of us.
上帝是主宰我们所有每个人的君王。
And we are his subjects.
我们是他的下属。
In verse 2, the psalmist says, the Lord is great in Zion.
在第二节里说到上帝在锡安伟大。
And he is high above all the peoples.
他超乎万民之上。
Now the psalmist also says in verse 3, let them praise your great and awesome name. The name of God is great and awesome.
诗人在第三节也说到，他们当称赞他大而可畏的名，他本为圣。
It is a name, God's name is a name that is great throughout time.
上帝的名本为大。
Now for usSometimes we know great people, good people.
可能我们对一些伟大的人物有所认识。
But after they have passed on, we seldom talk about them.
不过他们过世后，我们就不再谈他们。
Sometimes we remember them.
有时候我们还记得他们。
No, but we cannot say that they have a great and awesome name.
不过说不上他们有一个伟大崇高的名誉。
But God's name is great and it is awesome.
不过上帝的名是崇高惊叹的。
But what I really appreciate about the greatness of God.
不过对上帝伟大所珍惜的是
is when the psalmist describes God in verse 1.
是当诗人在第一节这样的形容上帝。
To the psalmist, God is one who is very great.
对诗人来说，上帝对他是伟大的。
And the psalmist says, He, God, He dwells between the cherubim.
诗人这样的说，上帝坐在厄基卢波上。
And what are the cherubim?
到底厄基卢波是什么呢？
The cherubim are angels.
厄基卢波他们是天使们。
And angels are of a higher and greater being than us men.
天使比我们凡人啊更崇高。
You know, when we come into contact with greatness, we recognize it.
当我们接触到伟大的时候，我们可以领悟到的。
I remember when I was in the army.
我记得我当兵的时候。
We were training.
我们在受训的时候。
And one day, a very important person was supposed to come.
有一天呢，本来一个大荣誉该来的。
I don't remember whether it was a commander or a minister, but someone big and someone great.
我不记得是指挥官或是一位部长本来应该来的。
And you know, the whole camp was terrified.
我们整个军营的部队啊，都吓死了。
And one of the things that we were asked to do was to clean the whole place.
我们吩咐要做的一件事情就把整个地方都打扫干净。
And you know, that was we cleaned the camp until it was really, really clean.
我们把整个兵营啊都洗得干净的。
We cleaned even the drains.
我们连龙沟也洗了。
We scoop out everything in the drain and we wipe the drain.
把龙沟里面的全部都清理了。
And it was so clean that it was as clean as the corridor.
这个龙沟啊，比这个走廊还要一样的清洁。
Somebody could sit there and not feel dirty.
人可以坐在那里不觉得肮脏。
And I was shocked.
当时我吃了一惊啊。
And you know, we recognize greatness.
我们对伟大认识的。
In the Bible, the people we read, they too recognize greatness.
我们在圣经里的看到这些人对上帝伟大的认识。
When people saw angels, they feared the angels.
当人们见到天使的时候，他们感到害怕了。
In Luke 1 and 2, we read of people meeting angels.
我们在路加一跟二章看到人家碰到天使们。
Mary met an angel.
玛利亚就碰到这样的天使。
The shepherds met an angel.
牧者们也碰到天使们。
And when they met the angel, they feared and they trembled.
当他们见到天使们，他们都感到害怕、颤抖的。
Because the angel was of a greater being than them.
因为天使们比他们还要崇高的。
And so let's understand this phrase, he dwells between the cherubim.
所以让我们来明白他坐在厄基卢波上的意思。
If this is man, and the angels are higher than men.
如果这是凡人，天使比我们高。
The cherubim are not just ordinary angels.
不过厄基卢伯不只是平凡的天使们吧。
Man fears when we see the messenger angel.
人见到天使们感到害怕。
The cherubim are the mightiest angels of them all.
不过在天使们中，厄基卢伯上是算最有权力的。
They attend to God.
他们服侍上帝的。
And so who is God?
这样到底上帝是谁呢？
And God is a God who is very great.
上帝是位伟大的神。
This is man.
这是人。
Lower than the angels.
比天使们还低。
This is the messenger angel lower than the cherubim.
这个讯息天使比厄基卢伯还要低。
And the cherubim are the ones that bow before our God.
厄基卢伯在上帝面前下跪的。
And the psalmist appreciated the greatness of God.
诗人们领悟到上帝的伟大。
And where there is true appreciation of God's greatness, there will come forth fear.
如果我们真正的领悟到上帝的伟大，我们会感到害怕。
There will come forth regard for the Lord.
有对上帝的尊重。
And this was what we read in verse 1, let the peoples tremble.
这就是我们在第一节里所读到的，让万民当颤抖。
Let the earth be moved.
让当地当动摇吧。
And God is one whom we must regard.
上帝是一位我们要来尊重的。
What else can we learn from the psalmist's understanding and appreciation of God?
我们还能够从施者对上帝的认识学习到什么呢？
And it is the works of God.
那就是上帝的作为。
The works of God are expressions of who God is.
上帝的作为是他的表现。
Now we read in verse 4, the king's strength also loves justice.
在第四节里我们读到王有能力喜爱公平。
God is a king who loves justice.
上帝是一位喜欢公平的神。
And I really like this phrase, his strength, he will only use his strength for that which is good and righteous.
上帝就是一位王有能力喜爱公平的。
Now one of the shows that is very popular now.
现在很出名的一出戏。
It's a Yanxi Palace.
那就是Yanxi宫殿嘛。
Yes, yes. I don't know.
我不看，我不晓得。
But it's about it's a story of the old ancient Chinese dynasty.
那是那出戏啊，是关于古代的皇朝的故事。
About an emperor and about the many people under him and all the problems that there is there.
关于一位皇帝，他下属还有许多的那些问题了。
So I tried to. Apparently, this show is very popular with young people.
据说这出戏对年轻人来说很喜欢。
Now I tried to read the synopsis of what's going on.
我看了这个影片的介绍。
And I was very confused.
我看不明白。
But I understand Chinese serial dynasty because I used to watch them when I was young as a child.
我对这个中文的连续剧有点认识了，小时候有看过。
And the story is almost the same.
他们的故事啊，大同小异。
There's a king.
一位王啊。
Under the king, a lot of people.
那你这个王有很多的下属了。
Then they have a lot of problems. I like you, you like me.
很多问题啦，你喜欢我，我喜欢你。
I want to kill you, you kill me.
你想杀我，我想杀你。
And sometimes the king doesn't care.
有时候这个王他不理的。
Sometimes the king is even involved in evil.
有时候甚至这个王参与这个邪恶的。
And it is a true representation of what human rulers are like.
对我们凡人的王很贴切的这样的形容。
Human rulers allow for evil to exist.
我们人的王呢，做邪恶的事。
And many of the leaders in the world today themselves they are corrupted.
我们这个世上的许多领袖们都是贪污的。
But we read of God as one who loves justice.
不过我们读到我们的上帝是位喜爱公平的神。
Now in verse 4, he has established equity.
他在第四节里说到他建立公正。
You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
在雅各中施行公平和公义。
And you know, through the works of God, we see who God is.
我们通过上帝的作为看得出上帝是怎样。
A God who loves justice and righteousness.
他是为喜爱公平建立公正的。
And that also was part of the psalmist's appreciation of God.
这也是诗人所珍惜的上帝。
Well, what else can we glean from this psalm?
我们还能够从诗篇里学习到什么呢？
And in verse 6, the psalmist writes, Moses and Aaron were among his priests.
在第六节里，诗人这样的说，在他的祭司中有摩西还有亚伦。
And Samuel was among those who called upon his name.
在求告他名的人中有撒母耳。
Who were the servants of this great God?
到底这位伟大的上帝的仆人是谁？
You know, among the servants of God were people who were truly outstanding.
上帝的仆人呢，有一些很杰出的人物。
No, Moses, Aaron, and Samuel were mentioned.
你看，摩西还有亚伦、撒母耳都受提名。
And but especially Moses and Samuel, they were outstanding servants of God.
尤其是摩西还有亚伦是杰出上帝的仆人。
Moses began to serve the Lord at an old age when he was 80 years old.
摩西在他80岁的时候开始侍奉上帝。
And over the next 40 years, he led the people out of Israel.
在接下来40年，他带领了众人从埃及离出。
And he taught them the laws of God.
他教导众人们上帝的诫。
Samuel was one who began serving the Lord at a young age.
撒母耳在年轻的时候就开始侍奉上帝。
And he was the longest judge in Israel.
他是以色列的执政最长的判官。
And in old age, he was God used him to anoint kings.
在他年纪大的时候，上帝用他来赐福于君王们。
So what is the psalmist trying to tell us?
这样到底诗人想告诉我们什么呢？
He's trying to point us to a God who is deserving.
他是要把我们指向一位配受我们尊重的。
A God who is deserving of outstanding servants.
一位配受得到杰出仆人的上帝。
A God who is deserving of outstanding service.
一位配受到杰出侍奉的上帝。
And he highlighted the outstanding people.
他指出了这些出众的仆人们。
So we see the psalmist's appreciation of who God is.
所以我们看到诗人对上帝的认识。
We see his works and the people who served him.
我们看得出侍奉他的人。
No, but what is really special is how God relates to us.
不过最特别的是上帝如何跟我们互动。
He is not a God who is unapproachable.
他不是一位我们无法亲近的上帝。
He is very great.
他是一位伟大的。
But he is a God also whom we can come before.
不过他是一位我们能够来到他跟前的神。
You know, in Singapore, we live in areas cut up by GRCs, by this system called GRCs.
你们都知道我们住的地方有时候都分割成集选区的。
And in our areas, we have MPs, members of parliament.
而且在我们的区域里也有国会议员们。
So I stay in Tiong Bahru.
所以我住在Tiong Bahru.
And my GRC is Tanjong Pagar GRC.
我的集选区是 Tanjong Pagar.
I have about 5 MPs assigned to my area.
我的区域有五位国会议员。
And the MPs are there for us to meet, for us to talk. You know, when we have problems, we can share with them.
国会议员啊，我们有事可以去找他们去找他们谈。
And you know they were meant to help us.
他们应该要来帮我们的。
But when I checked how I could actually approach them.
不过当我查看如何的接触他们的时候
，It was through a meet the people session.
那是接见选民的时候。
So my MPs, they are available times.
我的那个国会议员的时间是
clash with my free times.
跟我的有空的时间冲突了。
They can only meet on Monday 8:00 p.m.
他们只能够星期一8点钟跟我见。
But I'm at prayer meeting.
不过我要上祷告会。
They can also meet on Friday 8 p.m.
他们也能够在星期五。8点钟见面。
But on Fridays I lock up church.
不过拜五我要帮教会锁门。
And it's hard to meet them, to express what I need, and you know, get you even after you say what you want, you're not sure whether they'll help you.
很难跟他们见面，而且告诉了他们，也不知道会不会能够解决问题。
No, but God is one whom we can approach.
不过上帝是我们能够亲近的神。
Even though he is great.
虽然他是崇高的。
Even though he dwells between the cherubim.
虽然是他坐在俄禄基伯上。
No, we can come before him.
我们还是能够来到他跟前。
And this is what the psalmist says in verse 6.
这就是诗人在第六节说到。
They called upon the Lord and he answered them.
他们求告上帝他就应许他们。
No, we have a God who takes the time to hear our prayers.
我们有一位神花时间听我们的祷告。
He takes the time to answer our prayers.
他会花时间答复我们的祷告。
No matter who we are, whether we are scholars, whether we are not.
无论我们是谁呀，是状元也无所谓。
Whether we are rich, whether we are not so rich.
不管我们有钱，没有钱也无所谓。
The God who dwells between the cherubim allows us to come before Him.
这位坐在厄基路伯上的上帝能够让我们亲近他。
那 He hears us and He takes the time to answer us.
他听到我们的祷告，他会答复。
And He speaks to us through His word.
他通过他的话语跟我们说话。
In verse 7, He spoke to them.
在第七节里， 他在云柱里与他们说话。
This is a God whom we can approach.
这是一位我们所能够亲近的神。
One other thing that I truly appreciate is that He is a God who forgives.
其中另外一样我感谢上帝的是，他是一位赦免我们罪的神。
In verse 8, we read, "You answered them, O Lord our God."
第八节说到，上帝我们的神啊，你应许他们。
You were to them God who forgives.
你是赦免他们的神。
You know, forgiveness is a special thing.
赦免是特别的。
Forgiveness is precious.
赦免是宝贵的。
I remember a time when I was younger and when I haven't came to Bethany.
我还记得我年轻的时候，当时还没来到波道尼堂的时候。
I used to have a friend that I was very close to.
我以前有一个很亲近的朋友。
And this friend doesn't come to church.
这个朋友
so none of us knows this person.
他不来教堂，所以没有人认识他。
But I was very close to this friend.
不过我跟这个朋友很亲近的。
We would talk about everything and anything.
我们彼此无所不谈。
But one day I went to army, and so for a few months I didn't had the chance to keep in touch with this friend.
有一天我入伍了。就好几个月没跟他保持联络。
And a few months later, we met up.
几个月后我们又再见面。
And my friend told me what happened over the past few months.
这个朋友告诉我这几个月发生了什么事。
And my friend told me something that really affected me.
这位朋友告诉我的，影响了我。
Because my friend did something wrong.
因为我的这个朋友他做了错事。
And it resulted in something really, really bad.
造成很坏的一个后果。
And when we met up, my friend told me about it. And my friend asked me if I would forgive.
当我们见面的时候，这位朋友告诉了我这些，问我是否能够原谅他。
And I was very shocked.
当时我很吃惊了。
How can my friend do something like that?
我的朋友怎么能够这样的做这些事？
And so that day, I said that I would forgive my friend.
那天我告诉我的朋友，我原谅了他。
But actually, in my own heart, I found it really hard.
不过我的心里要这样做不容易。
And I couldn't forgive my friend for what my friend did.
我无法对我朋友所做的事而原谅他。
I couldn't forgive my friend for not talking to me about it before it happened.
我对这位朋友先前没有跟我说，无法原谅他。
I could not forgive myself for not being there for my friend.
我也因为我无法在我朋友旁边帮助他而无法原谅自己。
And so that affected our friendship.
这也因此影响了我们的友情。
And slowly we stopped talking.
慢慢的我们就不谈话了。
And there was a time when I had yet to come to find a personal relationship with God.
当时还没有找到跟上帝亲切的这个亲密关系。
No, it has been one of my greatest regrets in my life.
这是我人生这辈子最大的遗憾。
No, but I thank God that, like me, my friend also came to know the Lord.
不过我感谢上帝，我这位朋友后来也认识了上帝。
And God wonderfully changed our lives.
上帝也很好、美好的改变了我们的人生。
But,You know, each time I think about it, I'm just reminded of how precious God's forgiveness is.
每当我想起这件事的时候，我领悟到上帝的原谅是多么的宝贵。
There's no sin that God cannot forgive.
没有任何罪，上帝无法赦免的。
There's no person that God cannot forgive.
没有任何一个人，上帝无法原谅的。
And God forgives again and again and again.
上帝一次一次又一次的赦免我们。
And The psalmist appropriately addresses God as God who forgives in verse 8.
诗人在第八节这样的称呼这位赦免我们的神。
You were to them God who forgives.
他赦免了他们。
And it has become a title of God.
这就成为上帝的一个名衔。
You know, as the psalmist considered who God is, how God still relates to us in such a wonderful way.
当时则考虑到上帝是如何跟我们互动的时候
，It was at that time that he was moved to respond.
他在那一刻因此而受到感动。
That was when exaltation began.
他就开始尊重上帝。
And one of the things that the psalmist recognized was that he recognized God is one who is holy.
诗人他认识到上帝的圣洁。
In verse 3, the psalmist writes, He is holy.
在第三节里他说到他本为圣。
In verse 5, the psalmist writes again, He is holy.
在第五节诗者再写到他本为圣。
In verse 9, the psalmist writes, God is holy.
在第九节里他也说上帝的神本为圣。
You know, God is totally set apart.
上帝是本为圣的。
Then that's the meaning of holiness here.
这就是本为圣的意思。
God is totally set apart.
上帝是从其他隔开而来。
And there is none like him.
没有任何人像他。
And the psalmist came to recognize that God is not one that can be limited by man.
使者他领悟到没有任何人能够局限上帝的。
God's greatness is one that deserves to receive the highest place.
上帝的伟大配受我们得到崇高的地位。
And the psalmist began to exalt the Lord.
使者开始这样的尊重上帝。
In verse 5, exalt the Lord our God.
在第五节里说到你们当尊重上帝我们的神。
And worship at his footstool.
在他的脚凳前下拜。
Verse 9, exalt the Lord our God.
第九节你们要尊重上帝我们的神。
And worship at his holy hill.
在他的圣山下拜。
For the Lord our God is holy.
因为上帝我们的神，神本为圣。
And so what is the message of Psalm 99?
这样诗篇九十九篇的信息是什么呢？
And it is a challenge for us to also exalt the Lord.
那也是来挑战我们来这样的尊重上帝。
To recognize his greatness in who he is.
来认识到他是谁，他的伟大。
To recognize the greatness of his works.
来认识到他的工作的伟大。
To recognize that this is a God who is deserving of the very best of us all.
来认识到这位神配受我们得到一切最好的。
To recognize that this is a God who dwells between the cherubim and who still lovingly relates to us.
来认识到这是一位坐在厄基鲁伯上的神。
And when we recognize all this and when we appreciate all these things,
当我们认识到这些，珍惜这些的话，
Then we truly begin to exalt the Lord.
我们的确会真正的来尊崇他。
To give him the place and the honor that he truly deserves.
给他配受得到的地位还有尊荣。
That we don't bring him down to a level that where he should not be.
我们不应该把他拉下一个低的地位。
And so as we read Psalm 99,
当我们阅读诗篇九十九篇的时候，
May we never lose the wonder of who God is.
愿我们不会失去对这位上帝的敬拜。
No, in worship, in life, in ministry, let's always strive to give him the glory and the honor that he deserves.
不管是崇拜或者工作侍奉，我们应该给他最崇高的。
To take the highest place of all.
给他最崇高的地位。
And let's also learn and practice what it means to exalt the Lord of God.
让我们也来学习来尊重上帝吧。
Well, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告吧。
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father,
亲爱的上帝，我们的父啊，
we just want to come before you and recognize
我们要来到您跟前认识到
that it is a privilege for us to be at your footstool.
在您的脚凳下是我们的荣幸的。
And we pray that we would learn what it means to exalt you always.
我们祈求要来学习时常的来尊重您。
In worship,
在崇拜里，
and in every aspect of our life.
在我们生命的各方面。
And may the words that we have read this evening teach us how to.
愿今天帮我们所阅读的话语教导我们。
And we pray that as we give an offering,
我们祈求当我们做奉献的时候，
that you also bless the offering that we give.
你会赐福我们所做的这份奉献。
We pray and ask all this in your Son's most precious name.
我们将祷告奉您儿子最宝贵的名而求。
Amen.